Let us pray together. Lord, in one accord we look to you. Because you are God who is willing to speak to man. Therefore we wait before you.
主, 你从前说话,
Lord, you have spoken in the past to reveal your heart to us.
如今我们还是需要你, 借着赐人智慧, 使事的灵, 叫你的话向我们发光。
Now we still need to look to your spirit of wisdom and revelation that you would shine light upon your words to us.
叫我们在这幕后的一段日子里面, 我们真实地看见, 我们的主, 你手里头所要做的一切。
So that in these last days, Lord, that we'll be truly able to see the working of your hand.
我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank thee.
因为在你没有改变,
because there's no changing with
thee. 从永远到永远, 你都是一样,
that you're the same forever.
你创世以前所定规的, 如今你还是照样的执行。
And what you have determined before the foundation of the world, you are still doing the same today.
地上的人事物可以在那里更改。
And the people, things, and events of these things
are changing.
But Lord, there's no changing in thy will.
所以我们在这里仰望, 等候你的时候,
and so Lord, as we look and wait upon you,
我们求你把你的话向我们再说一遍,
we ask that you will speak thy word once again to us.
叫我们里面能体会, 你说话的目的和心意,
so that within we can understand the purpose of thy word.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你用着你自己的话来保护你自己的旨意,
because you use thy word to protect your own will.
没有人能改变你的心意,
no one can change thy will.
你的话在那里显明的时候, 人的愚昧就给显露出来。
And when thy word is manifested, man's foolishness would be revealed.
我们感谢我们的父神,
we praise thee, Father God.
你让我们有这样的一个心思来寻求你儿子的见证。
That you give us such a heart, a desire to seek after the testimony of thy son.
我们求你叫我们里面没有带着掺杂来到你面前。
And we do ask that you would not let us bring any mixture as we come into thy presence.
救我们脱离,
so that we can depart away from those,
一切叫你的心思受打乱的事物,
and all matters that would allow for us to be disrupted from your matters, so that only your words can shine forth light to us.
主,晚上这段时间我们也仰望在你手里。
Lord, tonight's time we entrust into thy hand.
主,继续向我们说话。
Continue to speak to us.
更多更明亮地向我们说话。
Speak more and more clearly to us.
我们仰望,
we look to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们今天晚上还是在启示录的一些开头要领会的事来交通。
Tonight we still want to look into some matters about studying the book of Revelation.
我们上次稍微交通到启示录里边, 那个时间上的那个分段,
and last time we briefly mentioned about the separation of the time periods in the book of Revelation.
这样的分段不是任何一个人区分的,
and this type of separation is not done by man,
乃是主自己在那里显明的,
but it is manifested there by the Lord himself.
他给我们看到,
he allowed for us to see the things which John saw,
现在的事,
the things at the present,
和将来必成的事,
and the things which will come to pass.
所以启示录一开始的时候,
so therefore at the beginning of Revelation,
我们的主就在那里说得很清楚,
our Lord says very clearly,
第一节, 第一章,
chapter 1 verse 1,
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要坏成的事,
the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
第二节, 约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证, 凡自己所看见的, 都证明出来。
Verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw.
很明确地说出,
a very
启示录本身是耶稣基督的见证。
And so very clearly it points out for us that the book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
而这个见证主要的内容乃是必要快成的事。
And the main content of this testimony are things which shall shortly come to pass.
而这个必要快成乃是说出神所要做的。
And so these things which shortly come to pass are the things which God will do.
就是神在创世以前所定规的一切。
And these are the things which God has willed before the foundation of the world.
在这个启示里面就给我们体会到很快就要完成了。
And so in this revelation, it shows us that these things will shortly come about.
当然这个很快对我们来讲已经快两千年了。
Of course, this time period of shortly to us,As man, it's almost 2,000 years.
但是对主自己来说，那两千年在他心思里的确是没有什么。
But as to the Lord, indeed those 2,000 years are nothing before him.
那么我们今天晚上继续要在启示录这一本书有关的一些问题上来交通一下。
And so tonight we'll continue on with some of the issues about this book of Revelation.
就是关乎怎样去读启示录。
And it has to do with how do we read this book.
为什么我们要交通这样的一个内容呢？
And why is it we have to share on this kind of content?
原因就是说，
The reason being,
因为启示录这一本书有很多不同的见解。
Because about this book of Revelation, there are many different views or interpretation.
这些不同的见解乃是根据这些人他怎么去读启示录
And with these kind of interpretations it depends on how an individual reads this book
但是神的话提醒我们一件事情
But the word of God reminds us of one thing
那就是提摩太前书里面所提给我们所留意到的 后书里面第二章里面给我们提醒的
And that's something that in the book of 2 Timothy it reminds us in chapter 2
就是我们必须要按照正义去分解神的话
and that is we have to interpret the word of God with the word of God
那既然一提出的要按照正义来分解神的话
and so if we have to interpret the word of God by its truth meaning
那显然就是有许许多多不是按照正义来分解神的话的主张
so in other words then it will tell us that many do not interpret the word of God that way
当然我们也不能那么看高自己说那我们所看的一定是按着正义
And so we cannot dare say that we would uplift ourselves and say that we are interpreting the word of God the correct way
但是我们感谢主的
But what we thank the Lord about
因为主是用着他自己的话来印证他所说的话
Because the Lord uses his own word to confirm his words
因为圣经除了启示录以外
Because in the Bible, aside from the book of Revelation
还有65卷其他的书卷
There are still 65 other books
那我们怎么能知道是否是正义呢
So then how do we know that is the truth?
倒不是我们说是正义就是正义
We cannot say that we interpret it, deem it as the truth, then that is the truth.
每一个人都可以说他所说的是正义。
Because everyone can say what they see is the truth.
那个标准在什么地方？
Then where would the standard lie?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
主给我们看到，我们读经有一个很重要的原则。
That when we read the Bible, we have a very important principle.
那就是用圣经来印证圣经。
That is, we use the Word of God.The Bible to confirm the Bible, the Word of God.
用圣经来解释圣经。
And we use the Scripture to interpret Scripture.
这就是哥林多前书第二章里面所提的。
And that is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
用属灵的话来解说属灵的事。
That you use spiritual words to interpret spiritual matters.
属灵的话不是说我们说的一些属灵的词句。
And so those spiritual words are not just the spiritual terms which we may use.
属灵的话呢，是指着神的话语本身。
But the spiritual words are pointing at the word of God itself.
所以是用着神自己的话去解说神所说的话。
So in other words, you're using the word of God to interpret the word of God.
那我特别在起读启示录。
Especially when we read Revelation.
大体上来说，有四种不同的读法。
In general, there are four views on this book.
这四种不同的读法就引出四种不同的见解。
And so with this four different kind of interpretation, you have four different views.
那四个见解都不一样。
And so with these, the four views are all different.
马上我们就碰到一个问题了，当中哪一个是正义？
Then immediately we would encounter this problem, which is the truth.
肯定其中，起码有三个不是正义。
You can be assured that amongst those four views, there are three of them that are not the truth.
非常有可能连第四个见解也不一定是正义。
And it's very possible even the fourth view is not right.
哎呀，这样一来我们就很做难了。
And then, if that's the case, then we're very much troubled.
那我们怎么知道该如何来读神的话呢？
Then how do we know how to read the word of God?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我想把这四个读法和弟兄姊妹都轻轻提一下。
I want to mention these four views with brothers and sisters.
指出他们问题在什么地方。
To point out to brothers and sisters where the problem with those views are.
也许会有点帮助。
Then maybe it'll prove helpful to us.
从一种读启示录的方法。
The first way of reading Revelation.
还没有说到这个情形。这个事情以前
Now maybe before we get into
我也许再多说一点点
Maybe I'll share a little bit more
用什么如果不是用一个准确的方法来读启示录
Brothers and sisters if we do not use the accurate way to read Revelation
或者不是一个对的方法读启示录
Or we don't use the accurate method to read Revelation
定亏是没有办法把启示录读得出读得明确
Then assuredly we will not be able to understand and clearly what the book of Revelation is about
因为你读出来呢可能让人感觉有道理
Because even if you do read it you might find it reasonable and logical
但却不是启示录所要说的
But in fact that is not the purpose of this book
那所以我们不能不注意到这个读经的方法
So we must pay attention in which way we read
We say this 读经的方法不是说我们一般读圣经的那个方法。
And this way in which we read is not the general way which we read the entire Bible.
我是说读启示录这一本书的方法。
But this way is the way we read this book of Revelation.
因为读其他的圣经没有读启示录那样复杂。
Because as we read other books of the Bible, it's not as complicated as this book.
引起的争论也没有启示录那么。
And the debates which come forth from the book is not as much as Revelation.
正因为是这样
And because of those,
我们就更需要寻找到一个对的方向
Even more, there's a need that we need to find the accurate way in reading this book.
那弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
头一个一般人读启示录
So in general, the first view on the book of Revelation,
我们就称它为寓意
We will term it then so that this book reading it is symbolic.
那就是说，启示录里边一切都是好像寓意的，来表达一个意思。
And so that view would be that the entire book of Revelation, all the things mentioned, it are only symbolic.
因为它没有一个很明确的一个事实
and so there is not a very clear truth in it
那为什么会有这样的一个读法呢
and so why does this view exist
因为一些人就说
because some claim
因为启示录是在罗马政权逼迫教会最厉害的时候
because when the book of Revelation was written it was under the greatest persecution under the Roman Empire
啊，但是你又不能在这种高压的底下很明明的说话
and so under this kind of political situation you cannot say or speak clearly
所以只能用这些好像就是故事像故事一样这样的方式来说一些叫人得安慰的话
and so you can only speak words of comfort to others in a story type situation
但是 这种完全因为当时教会所处的环境所引出来的。
And they claim this is completely brought forth under the situation which the church was in at that time.
我常跟弟兄姊妹们提到。
And I want to mention with brothers and sisters about this.
每一卷圣经都好。
No matter which book it is.
那个真正写作的是圣灵。智慧和启示的灵。
As time passes, if it's not through your Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation,
我们就没有门路去认识你的心意。
We do not then have a channel to understand your heart.
所以我们一同来读启示录的时候，
therefore, as we come together to read Revelation,
我们不敢靠人的聪明，
we dare not rely on man's wisdom,
也不敢靠人的智慧，
or man's understanding,
更不敢靠人的主张。和观念
or man's theory or concept.
我们只是单单地仰望我们的主。
But we solely look to our Lord.
你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵来开导我们。
That through the spirit of wisdom and revelation that you would open and reveal to us.
叫我们真实地知道你是掌管着历史的那一位主宰。
That you truly know that you are the master, the one who controls the spiritual history.
历史的本身不是什么不得了的事。
That history itself is nothing great.
唯有掌管历史的主是最重要的一位。
But only the Lord who is in control of that history is the one who is great.
主，你把你的心意启示了给约翰。
Lord, you have revealed your heart to John.
你让约翰也把他所领会的传达给我们。
And you have allowed for John to pass on to us what he has understood.
主，我们还是继续仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we continue to look to thy mercy.
但愿你借着你的圣灵的运行。
That you use the moving of your Holy Spirit.
叫我们的闭塞可以打开。
That you would open up our stubbornness.
叫我们的朦胧可以得以很清晰。
That you will show us truly from which things we are not clear.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你把你的话留下来，不是叫我们在那里抓迷藏。
Because when you leave your word for us, it's not for us to go find and seek and hide it.
乃是要叫我们明白你自己的心思和目的。
But it's in order for us to understand your heart and your purpose.
主，因此我们仰望我们的神。
Therefore, Lord, we look to thee.
让我们从启示录里边更多的看见你的自己。
So that from this book of Revelation, we can see more of thyself.
更明确地知道你手中的工作。
That even more clearly, we can know the work of thy hand.
我们就按照你所有的安排来跟上。
And that we're able to follow on to thy arrangement.
主，巴不得羔羊的脚中到哪里，我们就到哪里。
Lord, may it be wherever the footstep of the lamb is, that is where we are.
羔羊进到荣耀里的时候，我们也一同显现在荣耀里。
And that when the lamb is in glory, we will also be manifested in glory.
主，我们仰望你，把你的话更明确地解开给我们。
Lord, we look to thee to even more open up your words more clearly to us.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你不仅是说话。
Not only do you speak.
你也向我们解说你自己的话。
But you also explain your words to us.
但愿我们这些人都在你的光中得以见光。
May all of us be able to see light in thy light.
仰望等候我们的主。
We look and wait upon our Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
If it is,
它不受限制。
They're not confined.
你觉得是怎样就怎样。
You, whatever you feel that symbol is, that is what it is.
那这样读启示录的确是很方便。
And so when you read Revelation in that way, it's very convenient.
但是问题就来了。
But then that is the issue.
你读出来的。
What you read.
你解说出来的。
And what you explain.
很有道理。
It's very reasonable, logical.
很能得的人的表同情。
And then you find agreement with others.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
并不是主要说的。
That's not what the Lord wants to say.
那这就等于空的。
And so then it becomes empty.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以预意识的那个读法是我们不采纳的。
We cannot accept that way to read this book symbolically.
那什么叫做预意识的方法呢?
And so what does it mean to read it symbolically?
我们用一些具体的例子来说明一下。
And so we'll have some practical examples to understand that.
我们读到第六章的时候。
When we read chapter 6.
那么我们就看见羔羊揭开封严那个书卷的印了。
And then we can see that the Lamb will open the seal.
那么每一个一揭开。
And when each seal is broken.
约翰就看见有一些马。有一匹马子出来。
And then John will see there, then certain a group of horses will come.
有一匹马是白的。
And there's a white horse.
有一匹马是黑的。
There's a black horse.
有一匹马是灰的。
And there's a gray, a pale horse.
有一匹马是红的。
And there's a red horse.
这些的马。
And so you can see the different horses.
那你读到这些个东西的时候。
And so when you see this,
你说白马什么意思？
你说 what does the white horse represent?
红马是什么意思？
What is the symbol of the black horse? The red horse.
那里面有些马。
And within there's some horses that is explained by the Bible.
比方说灰色的那匹马，圣经有解说的。
And so for example, the pale horse is explained by the Bible.
其他的马，圣经都没有解释的。
But as for the other horses, the Bible did not say.
那些马是什么意思呢？
And so you might ask, what are those horses mean?
如果你是要寓意的来领会啊。
And so if you read it symbolically,
那就很比较容易。
It may be very easy.
因为你说好黑马。
Oh, you say the black horse.
那你就说是死亡。
And so that talks about death.
那这个就用不着。
And so you don't need
to,
you don't need to be troubled about that. It's easy.
但那个红马,
but what about the red horse?
那红马是什么意思?
What does it mean with the red horse?
过去就有人说了,
and so in the past, others would say,
这个红马就是共产党。
So this red horse is then the Communist Party.
那是很容易明白嘛，那是红马嘛。
And so it's very easy for us to understand, right? The red horse is the Communist Party, but it's not the truth.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
如果我那为什么上一次我跟弟兄姊妹们那么反复的来说明那个启示录的那个分段的那个问题呢？
That's the reason why brothers and sisters we spent time to talk about the different sections in Revelation.
因为如果我们能掌握了那个时间上的分段，
because we're able to grasp the different time period in Revelation.
我们都晓得这些马都是在接应的时候
Then firstly, we realize that these horses will come about after the seals were broken.
那接印是在什么时候接的呢？
And when are these seals opened?
是将来必成的事这个范围里。
And they're opened in this time period of the things to come.
那如果我们能掌握了这一个时段。
And so we're able to grasp that time period.
弟兄姊妹，你就很清楚地看见。
And brothers and sisters, clearly you see.
这个红马是共产党，这个就是没有什么。
And so when others might claim that the red horse is the Communist Party, there's no basis or foundation of truth for that. Because that is not in the time period of the things to come. The Communist Party would already have fallen down. And the Soviet Union already has been broken. And even Eastern Europe today is not the Communist Party anymore. And so even today in Europe, you cannot find a communist nation. And only in the continent Asia, there are a few left. And that there's Cuba in South America. And so many nations are no longer communist nations. So brothers and sisters, clearly you see, if you're to use symbols to explain Revelation, it is very convenient. You say the red horse is the Communist Party. But if you realize the breaking off of the time period, then immediately you know that is not right. That is not accurate. Because that's not the correct time period. So brothers and sisters, then you see.
如果我们就是随便的凭着我们的想象来猜，哦，这个应该是什么？这个应该是什么？那就很糟糕了。
Then if we just use our own imagination to try to guess what that is or what that represents, then that would be much trouble.
因为严格的说起来，
because strictly speaking,
寓意或者说灵意的解释圣经啊，
or if you're to interpret the Bible by symbols,
不是说 不能采用。
It is not that, that is not a way to do it.
而现在在基督教里边呢，是跑两个极端。
There in Christianity today, there are two extremes.
有情形了，不是说全体，但是因为这情形是跑两个极端。
And in general situation, there are two extremes, not every case.
不仅是启示录是这样。
Not only regarding the book of Revelation, that's the case.
这些弟兄姊妹，他们读整本圣经都是这样。
That there are some brothers and sisters that read the whole Bible that way.
无论他们读到什么地方，全部用灵意去解说。
No matter where they read to, they are saying those are symbols.
那弟兄姊妹用灵意去解说不是不可以。
Brothers and sisters, it is not that is not able to explain things symbolically.
但是有条件。
But there are conditions to that.
如果不用灵意去解说圣经。
If you do not use symbols to explain the Bible,
有很多圣经的上面的话，你是没有办法能了解的。
Then there are much scriptures that we cannot understand.
圣经也明明的说，圣经里面是有灵意的。
Even the scripture itself tells us there are some symbols.
但是却不是随便去用灵意。
But we cannot use them casually as we want.
那一般来说，在什么情况的底下才使用灵意呢？
So,Generally speaking, under what situation can we symbolically explain the Bible?
当字面的意思含糊。
When the surface, the letter of the word is very abstract.
或者字面的意思是费解。
Or the letter of the word is hard to explain.
是在这样的情形的底下。
And so under those situations,
我们是要用灵。
We could, were to symbolically interpret.
因为当圣灵启示神话语的时候，到了有一些的东西，他不能明明的说，他就会用这种寓意式的方法来发表。
And so when the Holy Spirit gives us the wisdom of revelation to understand the word of God, that will be the way for us to interpret it because it is part.For us to understand or express it.
是当我们读神的话，读到有些含糊的时候，
and,
读到有些费解的时候。
And so sometimes when we read the word of God and it is abstract or it is hard to explain.
那在这样的情形底下，我们就要用灵意去领会。
And under those situations, we are to use symbols to understand them.
但是用灵意也不是随便去用。
But it is not that we can just casually use symbols to explain it.
用灵意是有原则的。
There is a principle in using symbols.
而这个原则是在圣经里边本显明出来的。
And the symbols are explained to us itself in the Bible.
不是说我想到什么就说什么的。
It is not that we can just say whatever we think about.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
比方说。
For example.
水。是表明圣灵的。
That the water is a symbol, it represents the Holy Spirit.
但是不是所有的水都在那里说圣灵的。
But it is not that all water mentioned is talking about the Holy Spirit.
那所以我们知道水是代表圣灵。
So we know that the water represents the Holy Spirit.
当你碰到一些难解的经文。
So, for example, if you encounter some hard to explain scripture.
从上下文来看
and when you read the text
你看到哦，这里所提到的水应该是指着圣灵说的
then you're able then to understand then that what the waters mentioned in that passage is talking about the Holy Spirit
那因为我用什么你想的
brothers and sisters you understand
我们主在地上的时候不是说吗
that when our Lord was on earth he said
信他的人要从腹中流出活水的江河来嘛。
And so for those who believe in him, they would flow forth living water from their bosom.
那如果从字面上来看。
And so if you read it from the word, the surface of the word.
这个是怎么可能呢？
You say, how is that possible?
这就是什么意思？
What does that mean?
人那么小。
Man is so little.
怎么可以有一道江河从他肚子里面流出来呢？
How can there be this river that will come forth? from their bosom.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, then you see.
这里的意思有点含糊。
So the meaning there is a little abstract.
这里的意思有点费解了。
It is hard for us to explain that.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
所以我用这个例子来说明这件事。
So I use that example to clear this up.
乃是因为我们的主亲自解释这个事实是什么。
Because our Lord Himself explained what that truth is.
因为主马上就解说。
Because immediately our Lord explained.
这里这个这一个从人从腹中流出活水江河，乃是指说人将来要受圣灵而说的。
This river, this water that was so forth from man's bosom, it is pointing at that they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是灵意。
So brothers and sisters, those are symbolic.
但这个灵意乃是在字面的意思不能很清楚的显明的时候，才用灵意来。
But we only interpret scripture symbolically when the letter of the word it is unclear, hard to explain as abstract.
那刚才我就提到，现在的基督教里边有两批弟兄。
And so previously I mentioned there are just two groups of brothers and sisters in Christianity.
不管什么都灵异。
One group they will explain everything symbolically.
很清楚的是都灵异。
And even things that are very clear, they explain it symbolically.
就是要说的。别人不懂他就成功。
And so the purpose maybe seemingly is to explain it in a way that others would not be able to understand it.
别人不懂才显出他原谅我这样说，他懂得奥秘。
And so it seems that if they're successful, that they would know the mystery then. When they're able to explain to others in a way they cannot understand, you do not understand it, but only I do. And so that is one extreme. And the other extreme, that they will absolutely not use any symbols at all. And then as long as you use any type of symbol, they will point directly at you and say, you're being symbolic. Brothers and sisters, if that is the case,
的确很多神的话你没办法读得清楚。
Then in fact, there are many words of God that you cannot read, understand.
我们以前读马太福音的时候不是已经指出过了吗？
Previously, when we read Matthew, we already pointed this out.
我们的主那个希律要杀害要追寻我们的主来杀害他，结果把两岁以下的孩子们都杀掉。
And so when Herod wanted to kill our Lord Jesus, he killed all the children that were under two.
那比如说你看是圣经里面怎么来记载这个事。
And so brothers and sisters, how did the scripture report that event at the time?
他就引到旧约先知书上一句话。
It was referred to scripture in the Old Testament by the prophet.
拉结哭他的儿女
That,
不肯受安慰。
That Rachel was weeping for her children and not to be comforted.
因为他们都不在了。
Because no longer are they there.
弟兄姊妹，你回到先知书上看这一句话的时候。
And so brothers and sisters, when you return to the prophetic books to read this,
你没有办法能体会得到，当时说这个话是遥遥指着将来要发生希律杀小孩的那个事。
That when you read it at that time, there's just no way that you can comprehend it was talking about for the things to come, pointing at the event of Herod.
但圣灵就是用着这个好像跟那个完全不相连的事情，就说明这个事。
But the Holy Spirit uses those very words that seemingly has nothing to do with each other to tell us about that event.
那因此我们说
Therefore we say
我们不能滥用灵异。
We cannot abuse using symbols to interpret the scripture.
同时我们也不能拒绝使用灵异。
But also we cannot reject using symbols to interpret
scripture. 我们是按照圣经的实际的情形来决定我们是要灵异或者是按照字面。
But we must, according to the actual situation,practically to use symbols or not to interpret the scripture.
一个非常明确的法则在这里。
And so a very clear principle would be
首先是按照字面的意思去领会。
First, we would understand it according to the letter of the word.
只有在字面的意思不清楚的时候才使用灵异。
Only when the surface of the word it is unclear, hard to explain, then we will use symbols.
弟兄姊妹你说这么许多干什么呢?
And so brothers and sisters, you might question, Brother Wong, why are you talking about this so much?
这跟启示录有什么关联?
What does this have to do with Revelation?
弟兄姊妹,这种光景啊,不仅是跟启示录很有关联。
Brothers and sisters, that condition not only has a lot to do with Revelation,
连对基督的教会
that even has a lot of influence effect on the Church of Christ.
那么弟兄姊妹,我们读,启示录读下去,
brothers and sisters, as we read Revelation, assuredly we'll read about this problem issue.
那个问题是什么呢?
What issue is that?
就关乎国度的问题。
That has to do with the kingdom.
国度就说到一千年的国度。
Because this kingdom talks about the kingdom for 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹你晓得,
brothers and sisters, you realize, when you talk about this issue of the kingdom,
以前只有两个解说,
previously there is only two interpretations.
一个叫做千年前, 一个叫做千年后,
one is pre-millennium and one is post-millennium.
那么等到 这个世纪初的时候,
and so at the very beginning of this century,
又有第三个解说,
there's another interpretation that came forth.
其实也不是等到这个世纪初, 应该是初世纪的时候就已经有了, 不过后来人家都不接受那一个, 所以那个就好像禁止了。
And so actually it was even before the century that before that it came forth, but others didn't accept it, so they forbid it.
但是到了二十世纪初的时候，这个说法又慢慢的流行起来。
But at the beginning of the 20th century, that came forth again gradually.
流行到现在，我们几乎可以说，现在的那个神学界的里头，几乎就是这个称为五千年的解说是占了。
And so now that this third view that came forth, you can almost say even to a point now it's well accepted even in the seminaries, the theology that is the mainstream, that is this view of no millennium, the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the view of a millennium, meaning there is no millennium. And so what are these three different interpretations?
在千年国度显明以前,
that before this kingdom is manifested,
我们的主就再来了,
our Lord has returned.
那再来提结教会,
He has returned to rapture the church.
然后在地上建立国度,
and then He will establish the kingdom on earth.
那也就是说,
that's also to say,
主再来是在国度显明以前,
that means our Lord's return would be before the kingdom is revealed.
所以这个称为千年前的主张,
and thus the view of pre-millennium.
那什么 叫做千年后呢?
And so what is post-millennium?
刚好翻过来,
it is exactly the opposite. The theory this group of brothers and sisters have is,
千年国度先来,
the kingdom shall come first.
那等到千年国度, 都完成了,
and after the kingdom is over,
主再来,
and then it would be the manifested that our Lord will return.
那这样的一个主张,
and that theory,
曾经有一段时期是非常的, 给人接受的,
there was a period in which many was well accepted to that.
不过现在是衰微了,
but now it has decreased.
那么那个五千年的主张呢?
And so this view of a millennium,
乃是说,
that is to say,
根本就没有千年国度这一回事,
but actually there is no 1,000-year kingdom at all.
那为什么没有千年国度那一回事呢?
Why is there no kingdom at all then?
这就牵连到刚才我所提到的灵异解说启示录的这个问题上去。
That has to do then with the issue of interpreting Revelation symbolically.
因为他们读到第二十章的时候,
because as they read chapter 20,
说到那个那个 那个与基督作王一千年。
When it says that you will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
他说这个与基督作王一千年。
They would say to reign with him for 1,000 years.
这个话并不太明确。
These words are not very clear.
那所以这一千年。
So this 1,000 years.
不是具体的一千年。
It is not the actual number of 1,000 years.
他们更引用。神看千年于如一日，一日如千年的这样的一个经文来支持他们的主张。
And so they use the scripture that the Lord views 1,000 years as a day and a day as 1,000 years. They use that as the basis to explain this 1,000 years.
所以根本就没有千年国度这一回事。
And so their explanation is there is no event, no thing such as the 1,000-year kingdom.
但是国度。的确又是我们的主提了好多好多遍呢。
But then in fact, the Lord mentioned so many times about the kingdom.
那国度究竟是怎么回事呢？
And so what is this matter of the kingdom?
No, 这一些弟兄们他们的解说就是这样。
And so this group of brethren, their explanation is,
他说是从主复活升天的从主复活升天的时候开始
that at the time when our Lord was risen and taken up to heaven
基督的国度已经开始了
that the kingdom of Christ in fact has already began
这个开始就应验在教会的身上
and so the beginning of this kingdom is confirmed by the church
因为当我们的主复活升天以后
because after our Lord was risen and ascended on high
圣灵来了
the Holy Spirit came
建立了教会了
and has established the church
所以神就用着教会来代替以色列人
so then God will use the church in place of the Israelites
所以那个国度就不再存在了
So no longer does that kingdom exist
国度就只是一个属灵的情形
But that the kingdom is only a spiritual condition
因为他们是说了国度是神应许给亚伯拉罕和他的子孙的
Because they say that the kingdom was promised to Abraham and his seed
但是他们以色列人根本不争气神给他们那么长的时间他们都没有跟上来
But then they say that the Israelites did not follow on, that God gave them so much time, yet they did not do it.
所以神就把他们废弃掉了。
And so God has abolished them.
用教会来代替了他。
And used the church to take their place.
所以教会就成了真以色列人。
And so then the church would become the true Israelites.
这又引到罗马书第二章上面的话了。
And so again, then they use scripture. They use Romans chapter 2.
真以色列人。
The true Israelites.
所以教会就是真以色列人。
And so that the church are the true Israelites.
那原来那个以色列人就成了假以色列人了。
And so then those original Israelites have become fake, false ones.
那么教会在地上传福音。
And so the church would preach the gospel on earth.
慢慢慢慢的叫地上的情形改变
and gradually will change the situation on earth
做到一个地步叫社会福音化了
and so it has become like the social gospel
那是不基督化是应该是怎么说？
Then the societies will be Christianized.
有专有名词的，我一下想不起来。那个意思就都受着基督的教训来影响了。
And so then the world would be affected then by the teaching of Christ.
那这个就是国度。
And so then that would become the kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是五千年的那个主张。
So brothers and sisters, that is the theory on a millennium.
主张在现在的基督教里边是最流行的。
And so that kind of theory is very popular right now in Christianity.
那弟兄姊妹们，当你知道这些事情的时候
，And so brothers and sisters, when you know about those things,
你就发觉这几十年来。
And you discover these few decades
基督教里面做了很多的事情
that there are many things in Christianity
什么基督徒参政啊。
And that is when the Christians would get into the political arena.
社会关怀啊。
And that is to have the social concern.
还有好些一些政治上的认同的问题啊。
And so there are many things that they agree with politically because of that.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得这些运动啊，在基督教里边发起来啊。
Brothers and sisters, then you must realize that when these kind of Christian movements are taking place, their actions are based on some spiritual theory. And so, the foundation of that theory would be this interpretation of a millennium. And so, this interpretation of a millennium comes from interpreting Revelation symbolically. So brothers and sisters, we must pay attention to that. We say, yes, there is the kingdom. Because the kingdom was promised from God to Abraham and his descendants. And this promise will be fulfilled. If this promise will not be fulfilled, then God's words are not trustworthy. And if there's one thing about the word of God that is not trustworthy, then we can pose question marks to the rest. Brothers and sisters, when you read Nehemiah, when you read Jeremiah, you read the word of God is so clear. And if someone can abolish, take away the moon of the day and the night. And if you can change the day and night. Then you can change the covenant which God has with Abraham and with David. And if no one can change day and night, then no one can change the covenant which God established with Abraham or in David.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，亚伯拉罕的约就是与国度直接的关系。
Brothers and sisters, then you realize the covenant with Abraham directly has to do with the kingdom.
大卫的约就是国度的宝座，有过直接的关系。
And the covenant with David has to do with the throne of this kingdom.
我们都晓得马太福音就说到神国度的主国度的问题。
And we know that Matthew talks about the Lord's kingdom.
马太福音的起头是什么？
What is the beginning of the Matthew?
就是亚伯拉罕跟大卫。
It has to do with Abraham and David.
我们是在感谢神。
We praise and thank God.
主的话不能改变。
The word of the Lord cannot change.
人用灵力来解说出一些道理，结果是和神的话不能配合在一起。
And when man would use symbols to explain the word of God and they cannot concur with the word of God,
那你就晓得这个解说这个方法不能采用。
Then you will realize then that this explanation and this way of reading it cannot be accepted.
因为这样读启示录的结果是叫我们离开了神的永远的旨意。
Because by reading the book of Revelation in this way, that would help us, lead us to depart away from the eternal will of God.
我用了我特别用多一点时间来说到这个灵异的解说。
I especially use more time in talking about symbolically reading Revelation.
那是因为我们周围的环境，我们能碰到的多半都是这样的这一类。
It is because the situation which we can easily more encounter surrounding us is in this type of situation.
那我们必须要看清楚。
And we must look clearly then.
不然的话是非常容易，非常容易是接受这样的一个解说的。
Otherwise, it will be so easy for us to accept such an interpretation.
以美国来说
，In the U.S.
以神学院来讲
，Talking about theology or seminary,
就是我所知道的
，What I know,
除了 Dallas 神学院
，Aside from the seminary in Dallas,
除了 在 Kansas City 那里有一个叫做，我想忘掉他们叫什么神学院。
Aside from a seminary in Kansas City，
另外还有，那就是 Bob Jones 的这个大学里面的神学院。
And there's a big seminary in the Bob Jones University。
大概剩下也不会有再多几个。
And maybe there are not many else left。
其他的神学院都是五千年的。
All the other seminaries would ascribe to this theory of amillennial。
所以你看，从那么庞大的那个神学机构，每年多少毕业生出来，他们就是传说这个五千年的。
And so you can just imagine all the graduates then from all these other seminaries, they are fed with this interpretation of amillennial。
那么，因此我们必须很清楚这个掌握的这样。这种情况。
Therefore, we must be able to clearly and firmly grasp this kind of situation.
用灵异去解释启示录是一个方法。
That so this is one interpretation of the Book of Revelation today. That is to use symbols.
另外一个方法。
So the second way.
就是说。
That is.
纯历史的观点。
That they completely read the Book of Revelation according to the viewpoint of history.
并且是肯定整个启示录里面所记载的事情都是已经发生过的例子。
And so that means, reading it on the viewpoint purely from history's viewpoint, that is all the things that are said in Revelation has already happened.
所以我们现在读启示录的时候。
So when we read Revelation today,
我们来。是要从启示录里面看到属灵的历史在过去是怎样的经过。
Then for us who read it today are to see how this spiritual history has gone about in the past.
我弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果是纯历史的观点来看
，if we purely read Revelation according to this history viewpoint，
启示录对我们就没有什么直接的意思。
Then Revelation has nothing directly to do with us.
神把启示录留在圣经里面，对我们来说。目的是在哪里呢?
Then to us, what is the purpose of God leaving this book in the Bible?
最简单的来说,
Simply stating,
启示录的最末了是新天新地。
That at the end of Revelation is new heaven and new earth.
那既然如果是已经完成的历史,
And since it's already historic,
我请问弟兄姊妹, 你从历史上找到哪一个时段有一种情况是像新天新地的。
Then let me ask brothers and sisters, in history, where do we find a situation that is exactly like it's described in New Heaven and New Earth?
我们找不到。
We cannot find it.
那因此纯历史来看启示录。
Therefore, to read Revelation, based on history,
这个是毫无道理的。
There is no truth to that.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是一个，因为这个我们很容易就能体会到。
And so, brothers and sisters, very easily we can understand that it's not right.
尤其是我一再强调那个现在的所看见的现在的事和将来必成的事。
Especially again, that time period of things that are seen, the things that are, and the things which will come.
明明告诉我们说是将来必成的事。
It very clearly tells us those are the things which will come.
绝大部分启示录里面所记载的都是。
And so most of the things recorded in Revelations are the things which will come.
那如果是已经完成了的例子。
And so if there are the things which are in the past,
那我们就觉得很乱了。
Then we'll feel very confused.
那最低限度。
At the very least.
弟兄姊妹们你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
说到这个纯历史的这个观念。
So on this interpretation of from a historic viewpoint,
他们是怎么根据的?
What is their foundation?
他们是根据从亚伯拉罕开始到主耶稣基督升天。
Their theory is based upon the days of Abraham until our Lord ascended.
所以在这一段时间里面就是神把整个的过去所说的那个属灵的历史都完成了。
And so, in that period of time, it's the entire spiritual history that God wants to tell us, he has finished.
那弟兄姊妹我们知道。
Brothers and sisters, but we know.
属灵的历史并不是从亚伯拉罕开始。
That spiritual history does not begin with Abraham.
属灵的历史应当是从创世以前神的心思那个时候开始。
But that spiritual history ought to begin before the foundation of the world in the heart of God.
而属灵的历史的结束应该是结束在新耶路撒冷的显出。
And that the spiritual history should conclude with the manifestation of New Jerusalem.
但是我们说这个历史已经完成了。
But for them to say that this history is complete.
那既然这个历史完成，那我们现在算是什么？
And so if that history is already finished, then what are we today?
更重要的一件事。
Even more important.
启示录的最末了的，最末了的那个意思。
At the end, at the meaning of Revelation.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Lord, I hope you come quickly.
就一点意义都没有了。
Then there's no meaning for that at all.
因为这都是已经完成的历史了。
Because if this is already history in the past.
主耶稣来不来有什么了不起？
Whether Lord Jesus comes or not, what's so great about that?
那说弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们往单纯只求启示录里头的那一些经文的解说，那你用纯历史的方法去念进去没有难处。
And so if we just readall the verses in Revelation based on that viewpoint of based on history, we have no difficulty in reading it at all.
但是启示录不是只有过去的历史。
But Revelation not only has history, past history,
还有前面的历史。
But there's also history to come.
启示录不单是有过去的历史和前面的历史。
Not only does it have history of the past, history to come.
启示录还是神永远的旨意的完成。
But it also records for us the completion of God's will.
所以单纯用历史的那个观念来看启示录的话。
And so if you just read Revelation based on this historic viewpoint,
那我们就没有读进启示录的那个信息的里头。
Then we're not able to read into the message of Revelation.
那这个是第二种读有人读启示录的方法。
And so that is the second way others read this book.
还有第三种
There's a third method they use.
第三种其实就是跟纯历史是很接近的。
And so this third view actually is very closely related with the second view of historic reading.
但纯历史的是把它完全放在以色列人做主体的这个光景里。
What it is that those who read it in this viewpoint of history, they completely put their focus upon the Israelites.
第三种的那个读启示录的那个方法。
And so the third way in which they read this book,
那是把启示录看成是教会历史的原则。
That they read it in a way that this book has to do with the principle of the spiritual history of the church.
它不是说是历史的本身。
It is not history itself.
那是说教会历史的原则。
But it is the spiritual history, the principle of the spiritual history of the church.
既然是教会历史的原则。
And so since it's the principle of the spiritual history of the church,
那就说出,
then it says,
整本启示录就是说到教会历史里边不管是怎样发展就是根据这里边所提到的法则。
And so regardless how the church's spiritual history will progress, it is according to these principles.
那也就是说,
that is also to say,
整本的启示录,
the entire book of Revelation,
只是与教会的历史有关。
It only has to do with church history.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就不太准确。
Brothers and sisters, and that is not too accurate.
因为我们细读进去的时候。
Because as we read into detail on this book,
我们会发觉。
We'll discover.
教会在启示录里面占的成分不多。
In fact, the church does not take up a big part of this book.
我上次好像轻轻跟弟兄提了一下。
I think I may mention to brothers and sisters previously.
如果跟教会有关的
If it has to do with the church,
那是第一章到第三章。
That is from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
然后第七章的一半。
And then half of chapter 7.
然后第十四章的开头的一点点。
And then at the very beginning of chapter 14, a little bit of that.
然后
And then
就到二十章。
Chapter
19章。
Chapter 19.
就是那个羔羊的婚去的那一段。
That is at the wedding of the Lamb.
然后就是二十一章跟二十二章。
And then chapter 21 and 22.
那其他的呢？
Then the others.
其他的 我也许我这样说。
The rest I can say this.
是教会在地上结束以后。
It is after the church has ended on earth.
就是教会被提。
That is after the church has been raptured to the Lord.
在地上所发生的事。
That is the events that will take place on earth.
而地上所发生的事。
And the events that will take place on earth.
那个历史的主角是以色列。
The main character of those events is Israel.
那弟兄姊妹，这样我们就看到。
Then brothers and sisters, we see.
启示录说到教会的篇幅不是太多。
That the repetition of the church in Revelation is not many.
因为除了第二章、第三章教会还在地上这一段时间以外。
Because aside from chapter 2 and chapter 3, when the church is still on earth.
每一次提到教会的时候。
All the other mentionings about the church.
都是提到在荣耀里的教会。
It is mentioning about the church in glory.
已经在神面前，在天上的教会。
It is already the church before God's presence in heaven.
荣耀里的教会。
It is the church that is manifested in God's glory.
那因此不用这么你就看到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see.
如果把启示录只是看成历史，教会历史的那个原则，历史的原则。
If you only look at Revelation as the spiritual, the principle of the church's spiritual history,
那就很多漏洞。
Then there are many loopholes in that.
那最简单的。
Very simply.
我提一个例子给弟兄姊妹。
I give you an example.
下一次我们在读的时候，我会比较详细和弟兄姊妹提这个。
Next time as we read into it, I'll be more detailed in mentioning about that.
我们读到十一章的时候。
When we read chapter 11.
你看到有一个数字。
You see there's this number.
1260天。
And that is 1260 days.
读到十二章的时候。
And then when you read chapter 12.
你看到四十二个月。
You see there are 42 months.
你又看到一载、二载、三载。一载、二载、半载。
And then you also can see the
one period, one week, 2 weeks and half week.
Then you see the 1 week, 2 weeks and a half week. 1 year, 2 year and half year.
那个字也不会在原文里面就是一期。那么你其实看到这几个时间呢？
And so when you see these kind of time periods.
你说这什么意思？
And then you say, what does that all mean?
你如果说那在教会历史的法则里头，那这些数字有什么特别的意思？
And then you might question, then under the principle for the church's spiritual history, what does these numbers mean?
你没办法了解的。
You cannot understand it then.
但是你看到这些日子的那个数字。
But then when you see the number of those days,
它很有意义的。
They are very meaningful.
因为1260天就是42个月嘛。
Because 1260 days is 42 months.
42个月就是三年半嘛。
And so 42 months is 3.5 years.
那就是一载、二载、半载嘛。
And so that is 1 year, 2 year, half a year.
那就是说你说这几个数字都是集中在三年半。
And so, brothers and sisters, then all these numbers represent 3.5 years.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们碰到这一个的时候。
When we encounter that.
你就不能不跑到但以理书去了。
Then you must go to the book of Daniel.
你晓得但以理书里面有提到一个七十个七。
And then you realize then in the book of Daniel it talks about 77.
那如果我们知道那个七十个七，
and so you realize that 77,
我们就知道这里所说的1260天那个这几个数字的那个意义在哪里。
Then you realize and understand what does this all these numbers mean.
那原来启示录，
it's because originally Revelation
给我们很明确的看到，
very clearly show us
当教会还没有被提以前，
that before the church gets raptured，
属灵的历史的主角是教会。
The main character of this history of spiritual history is the church.
那等到教会被提以后，
after the church has been raptured,
启示录里面那个历史的主角就从教会的身上转回以色列的身上。
The main character of the spiritual history in Revelation turns back over again to the Israelites.
因为当你一回到以色列的身上的时候，
because once again when you return to Israel,
我们就看到那个一载、二载、半载的那个意义在哪里。
Then we'll realize, we can see then what does it mean for 1 year, 2 year, and half a year.
就和 神当时给但以理的那一个祷告的答应的启示里面所提到的事，这事情有直接的关系。
Then that has direct connection with God's answering of Daniel's prayer regarding Israel.
我们下次看启示录跟但以理的那个关系的时候，我们再详细留意那个事。
And so later when we read about Revelation, we'll go into detail about the relationship it has with the book of Daniel.
今天晚上我只是提到这样的一个事实，让我们知道，如果把启示录看成是教会历史的原则。
And so I just want to make mention of this with brothers and sisters tonight, because on the view that it takes, if this book of Revelation is about the history, the principles of the history of the spiritual history of the church,
我们就没有办法读进启示录了。
Then there's no way that we can read into Revelation.
那么这个是第三个。
So that's the third view.
那第四个读启示录的呢？
So the fourth view,
那弟兄姊妹，这是我们所采取的。
Brothers and sisters, that is the view which we take.
那我们怎么读呢？
How do we read it?
我们还是回到主的话里面去。
We still return to the word of God.
我们肯定启示录是耶稣基督的启示。
We are assured that Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是关乎以后必成的事的。
It has to do with things that will come.
而这个以后必成的事乃是神永远的计划的完成的过程。
And these things will shortly come to pass is the process of the completion of the eternal will of God.
我们是采取这样的一个体会来读启示录。
And we take such an approach understanding and reading the book of Revelation.
那我们这样读启示录的时候，
And so when we read Revelation in this way,
我们主要是从字面上领会启示录的那个意思。
We're to read from the word of Revelation to understand the meaning of Revelation.
我们在用着灵意的帮助来叫我们更透亮的明白启示录 里边所发表的。
And we're able to use symbols to help us even more clearly understand the meaning, the purpose of Revelation.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然有那么许许多多的各种不同主张在哪里？
And even though there are so many different theories,
而这些主张啊，都不是异端的，弟兄姊妹千万要记得。
Brothers and sisters, though, remember that these interpretations theories are not heresy.
都是一些我们能称为弟兄的人他们所主张的。
But they are those whom we call brethren, they have this kind of interpretation.
但是因为他们读启示录的那个方法不准确。
But it is because the way in which they read Revelation is not accurate.
所以读出来的跟启示录所要发表的不能符合。
So what they read and what they interpret cannot coincide with what Revelation wants to reveal.
所以我们不跟随他们。
Therefore, we do not follow them.
虽然他们当中也有不少是神很重用的。
And even though many of them in their midst are greatly used by God,
但是我们不是跟随人。
But we do not follow men.
我们是学习跟随主自己的话。
We learn to follow the Lord's words.
所以我们是持定耶稣基督的启示这一个事实来读启示录。
So as we read Revelation, we hold fast to the fact it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
要从其中体会神永远的计划。
And so in the midst of this, we will come to understand the eternal plan of God.
也知道教会在成就神永远的旨意里面，教会该如何来与神配合。
And also to know how the church is to work together with God coordinately in the plan of God as it is to be completed.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们就提到关乎启示录的读法这一方面有这样许多的不同的情形。
And so I just want to mention with brothers and sisters the different situations when it comes to reading Revelation.
那当我们自己来读的时候，我们就留意或者要看，会看一些启示录的一些 参考书的时候，我们也要注意到这方面的事。
And so when we do read it, or as we look into some reference book about the book of Revelation, we need to pay attention to those facts.
一个很根本的事实。
A very basic truth.
如果读启示录没有读到我们的主。
If you read Revelation and you cannot read it as it is to our Lord,
没有让我们看见我们的主。
It does not.
在管理着整个的属灵的历史。
If you're not able to read how our Lord is sovereign over the entire spiritual history,
是主。
Now it's the Lord.
不是历史。
It is not the history.
是主如何在掌管着整个的历史的发展和进结局。
It is our Lord's sovereignty over the entire spiritual history of its process and result.
那我们还是没有碰到神把启示录留下给我们的那个目的。
If we're not able to read that, then we have not read into the purpose of God leaving Revelation for us.
但愿主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
启示录，你说它不容易读，它的确是非常不容易读。
If you say Revelation is not easy to read, indeed it is not easy to read.
但是你说它也不是那么难，的确它也不是那么难。
And if you say it's not too difficult, that is also true.
不过我们还是仰望圣灵的光照，来把我叫我们看见字句里面所发表的。
But we still need to look to the light of the Holy Spirit for us to understand, to be manifested, the meaning of these words. I think I will end my sharing here tonight.